Welcome to The Fitpreneurs, the show that will help you flex your business muscles so you can make more money and live the life you really want. No more complaining, whining, or being a wimp. It's time to pump up your fitness business and push yourself beyond your comfort zone. So no girly men or lazy ladies allowed. It's time for me to do some push-ups and turn things over to your host, Simon Lovell.
All right, we are back and live and kicking with the discussion all about sales. So let's start off with one of the biggest mistakes that's made so often in the sales environment is not forgetting that it's not about you, it's about the person you're speaking to. And there's a phrase called, what's in it for me, okay? What's in it for me, or what's in it for them, okay? So we have to look at, when we're having a conversation with someone, you really have to make sure that you're listening to someone actively and making sure that you're hearing them properly and understanding their needs. And some people are better than others, but oftentimes what happens is when you go into a conversation, not two conversations are equal, okay? And so when you go in with the right wrong mindset, when you go in with the wrong approach, you can tend to not be able to elicit certain things that can help people get the transformation that they want to have happen, okay? So making sure that when you're going into a sales conversation, when you are talking to someone, that you are asking certain questions where the person feels on the end of the conversation, be it a phone or in person, that you have their best interests. And the truth is, if someone doesn't feel trust, then they're not going to take that next step moving forward. So people feel like they need to, they're getting their needs met, okay? Because otherwise they're not going to make that investment. Typically, people don't make an investment. The reason for that is because they either don't believe in what you have to offer, or that they don't believe that they're going to be able to execute and follow through on the thing that you've got, okay? Or maybe you just haven't had that rapport and you've not had that discussion with them allowing for you to solve their challenge. Number two, which is really important, which is active listening, okay? So again, every conversation that you're going to have with someone is different. And so there are certain openings in conversations that allow you to go deeper within that conversation. But if you're not hearing someone effectively and you're not actually properly listening, you're not checked into the conversation, you're not fully present, you can miss those openings. You can miss those really important openings that allow you to go deeper and actually really find out why the person is there and the problem that they've got. And so you can have you can end up having a surface level conversation with someone where you don't properly get to the root of their problem. And then you think to yourself, well, this person didn't have the money, or they came up with some kind of excuse. And it wasn't that they didn't want it isn't because they didn't want what you had to offer. Is that you weren't listening effectively, and therefore because you weren't listening properly, you weren't able to ask other questions which will allow you to go deeper into understanding what their real challenge was. So that's number two. So the first one is, you've got to make sure that it's not about you and it's about the person that you're having conversation with. Number two, you make sure that you're really actively listening, okay? This is Simon Lovell from Fitpreneurs. We're talking about sales today. Wherever you are in the country, post into the comments below. Let me know where you're at. What is your biggest sales challenge? We're coming up with a brand new product called Sales Mastery. And I've put together a very short survey and question. And it's at fitpreneurs.com/sales question. And all you need to do is go and post in your biggest sales question on there. And there's an opportunity for you by going to that link. So check out the link in the comments or also on this thread, fitpreneurs.com/sales question. This is going to be the best sales training that's put together for the industry based on so much gathering of knowledge over the past few years into your needs specifically for the fitness industry and having clients invest with you at the right correct investment so that you get more paid in fulls and you're really getting paid what you're worth. So one of the biggest, most popular podcasts at Fitpreneurs was entitled Pricing and Positioning. Why? Because so many people struggle with that, okay? And that's why it was one of the most popular trainings. And so I've helped so many personal trainers, nutrition experts, health experts radically change their businesses, and we're now building in a much more advanced program to help with you deal with things like paid in fulls and sales slumps and follow-up and objections at a much deeper level, your confidence, mindset. All of these things are so critically important. So, you know, this is such a big element of growing your business. Let's go on to the next one, which is talking too much about your program and the price at an earlier stage. So that's a really big mistake that so many people make, is going in and having a conversation around their program and their product at the very early stages of the conversation. Okay, if you're having an hour-long conversation with someone, you should not be getting into the price and the conversation around the program, you know, until the final stage when you actually know that this person is a right fit for your business. So when you go in and you start answering questions, when people say, for example, just come up, you know, up front and tell me about the price, then that is going to affect you losing a potential, you know, a potential client, because the structure of the way that you're going into the conversation is wrong. Sometimes you're actually getting it right because you're doing a lot of things correctly, but when the structure is wrong and it's not done in the right order, you can kind of screw everything up. So that's really important. Henry saying, when sales are low, how can you improve in a restaurant, property, and travel agent? This is not, Henry, the industry which I am in, so I don't want to advise you based on what I don't know about an industry. So this is for personal trainers and the health industry. So sorry that I can't serve you with that. The next one I want to talk about is how much you are speaking versus how much the prospect is speaking. So if you're in a conversation and you're just like, meh, 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 and you're going on and on and on and on and on, and you're not allowing for someone to get in the conversation edgeways, and just understand that people's personalities, sometimes you will get on a conversation with someone and you will not be able to get a word in edgeways because they will go on speaking, and I've had it, someone speak for like 20, 25 minutes and I've not actually said a word. It's much better for that to happen than for you to be in that position where you don't let that person speak and allow them to verbalize. And this can be a lot around, you know, obviously training, but also sometimes we just want to speak and get our passion and enthusiasm out. That can really cripple sales for you. And again, all of these things compounded together can really affect the growth of your business. This is Simon Lovell from Fitpreneurs. If you haven't already checked out the new encyclopedia of modern fitness business building, then certainly do it. Also the podcast, head to fitpreneurs.com for lots of other free content. But particularly if you are wanting to improve sales, then definitely head to fitpreneurs.com/sales question. Write that down. And there's a one single sales question. You pop it in there, and that's going to help me to make this new sales mastery program the biggest, most in-depth and comprehensive sales mastery training for the fitness industry. And if you fill in that form, there's a special bonus for you. One of the biggest challenges that most people come up with is no-shows. No-shows can be a massive, massive problem for so many people. And you have to remember, you have to think about every single no-show that you have is revenue, and that revenue goes down to your freedom. So I'll put together a special training. This is actually based a recording from one of my VIP supergroup calls, where my high-end clients invest a lot of money to work with Fitpreneurs and myself, and I've put together a video on reducing no-shows, and you will get access to that when you go and answer that one sales question, which is at fitpreneurs.com/sales question. Let's go on to the next one. So the next one is lack of follow-up. Sometimes what can happen is in your head, okay, maybe you've spoken with someone and you've interacted with them, and maybe it wasn't a fit at that time, or maybe, you know, just the timing was off. We have to remember that even when someone is interested, life happens, okay, especially when a day passes and they go to sleep. Why? Because maybe you wake up in a different mood. Maybe you don't have so much pain in that area, okay? But understand that that goes through different waves. And so if you don't follow up, then, and also hit it at the right time. You have to understand people are busy, they've got their life going on, and so mentally what we can think is, well, this person isn't interested, when the truth is they actually are, it just wasn't the right time. And that's where the follow-up is important, and making sure that you're consistent around it, and not just consistent, by the way, but you're varying the types of follow-up. Because for one person, you may go in with one strategy, but it's not effective, it doesn't work for them. And that's why we need to vary the strategies up, because some things stimulate people differently from others. Okay, very, very important. So, where are you guys watching from? Please post in the comments below, and let's make this an interactive episode today here at Fitpreneurs, talking about sales. Post into the comments. Just say hi. We'd love to know what you're up to, where you are running your training business. Maybe you've got a studio. Maybe you've just qualified. Maybe you're going into the online space. Maybe you're just starting and you've not even made your first phone enrollment yet. That's another big thing too. Something that we do at Fitpreneurs is help people transist, especially online, into phone conversations. James is in Dublin. Getting a little bit late over there, James. Have you been training today? What have you been up to? Let me know. So yeah. Making that transition sometimes from in person to on the phone is a big jump. A lot of transitions in sales too. Maybe you make a jump into a price increase. That's a scary thing for a lot of people. Maybe a jump into finally getting more paid in fulls instead of split pays. Or maybe you prefer being paid over split payments. That's something we can also discuss too. Okay, next one is being mentally ready. Okay, one of the things that I'm actually going to build into this, Lewis is in Liverpool. One of the things that I'm going to build into this sales mastery training, which is going to be a 6-week workshop, is the mental game required to master sales. Okay, and if you're watching this right now and you're thinking, well, Simon, you know, I currently, I'm pretty good at sales. Or maybe you're like, Simon, out of 1 out of 10, I'm freaking awful and I lose confidence when it comes to asking for the money. Wherever you are at, okay, wherever you are at in your sales journey and the time and timeline of you making sales, understand that it's never-ending development. Why? Because you can always grow, okay? You can always start to, you know, start to get better. And it's those small adjustments in your business, those small tweaks that when you actually comprehend what it is over time, over the course of a year, sometimes you're talking about hundreds of thousands of pounds, dollars, when you're making these small adjustments. Okay, very, very key. Hey, Joseph, how you doing? Good to see you on here. So, not in my experience now, coaching personal trainers, nutrition experts, health experts over the past few years, the mindset, okay, the mindset required is to master sales is the biggest thing that is overlooked and the biggest shift that you will have. Because your beliefs around sales, your belief as you're going into the close, your belief around and your confidence, you know, if you, for example, you can have a great conversation with someone, you can give a free session. That does not mean, however, that you're confident at the point of asking to be paid. Okay? So how you're feeling, what you're thinking about, okay, your fears, your lack of confidence, all of that plays such a big role in being centered and, you know, even asking the right questions, even building that rapport, because once you go in your head in that conversation, you can lose it. So mastery of the mind in mastering sales, I'll repeat that, mastery of the mind in mastering sales is one of the best and most important things you can do. This is Simon Lovell from Fitpreneurs, live from the studio here in San Diego. I'm actually going to be moving out of this home. This is a three-story home, and we've got the studio down here, and we're going to be moving to True Transformation Ranch, which is pretty exciting, which is going to be about half an hour away from here, where we're going to be doing lots more events. This is a huge location, and super excited to be setting up a brand new studio, so it's not going to be the same as this in about a month's time. Going to be moving in there on the 29th of the month, so from August moving forward. I actually got a mastermind in Bali in August, so most likely towards the start of September, there will be a whole new cool studio happening. So super excited to share that with you. Guys, let's make this interactive. What are some of your biggest sales challenges? Okay, what are your current price points that you're selling at? Are you selling sessions, blocks? Are you doing paid in fulls? How is this working out for you? Do you not like sales? Is it something that you want to get better at? Let's make this interactive and post it into the comments below. So we've already talked about what's in it for the person. Okay, number one. Number two is make sure that you're active listening. Okay, just if you're not present and you don't properly hear someone, then that doesn't allow you to go down into another question that can really open someone up to allow you to be able to help them. And remember that when someone says, I want to lose weight, you've got to understand why they're really there. Okay, because that's the surface level issue of a deeper problem. We've also talked about lack of follow-up, which is really, really key. And the next one, which is not being mentally ready. If you're not in the right mindset, that's going to hugely affect your ability to close deals. And ultimately, guys, when we're talking about sales, when we're talking about making money, okay, you have to remember that at the end of that, that's a life changed, okay? It's someone's life that you're not impacting. And if you don't sell that person and that person doesn't invest in you, then think of the impact of them going to someone else who isn't as passionate about you, isn't as good as you, and then potentially someone's going to sell them and have them invest who doesn't care about them as much as you do. Okay, that's the truth around selling. As much as there's certain associations to the word sales, okay, or having someone invest or whatever, really it's about changing people's lives. Never forget that, okay? Another big one, one of the huge mistakes that people make is coaching. Going into coaching mode in a conversation. That, believe it or not, can kill someone moving into their transformation. Why is that? Why do you think that is? Post it into the comments below. Why do you think that coaching within a, and we're not talking about the training session here, we're not putting someone through a, so if you imagine if you were doing a free transformation session and you were working with someone on the gym floor, and then you took them out of the gym floor into a conversation around where they are and where they want to be, why do you think that coaching could potentially kill the chances of a sale? Post it into the comments below. Lewis has said, selling to people who can't afford your packages. Is that a challenge that you're going through? So you're getting the question that comes up a lot, which is, I can't afford it. And that's definitely, we're going to be covering that in the sales mastery. And I'll definitely touch on that in a few moments. So you're probably understanding in this training that there's not, mastering sales is not about one thing, okay? There is a plethora of different elements to mastering sales, okay? And once you actually piece them all together and you're consistent, then this can really help you. So understand that it's not just one thing, okay? You've got to look at multiple areas and also limiting stories. What are the stories that hold us back? Do we suddenly start to believe that people don't have the money when really it's not true? Because if I'm about to share with you one of the most important parts of sales, which is the moment you shift blame to the prospect and you say, well, wait, it was them, okay? It was the fact that they didn't have the money, okay? You can't self-analyze when you do that, which means that you will cripple your growth, okay? When you are in a situation and you don't enroll someone, the first thing you want to do is self-assess and go, how could I have improved? Where what most people do is they go, well, that was not a qualified lead. Okay? If anyone ever says to me, okay, it's a load of bad leads, okay, that's a fine sign that sales mastery is not in place. Okay? It's a fine line that sales. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't such thing as different quality of leads. That's not true. But when you have a lot of leads and you're not closing most of them, and you start saying, well, it's just a bad bunch of leads, you're forgetting that these are people that have actually reached out for help and they've taken and spended time to reach out to you. And I can personally guarantee you, if they've reached out to you, then they're qualified, okay, to a certain extent. However, I'm also going to say that you shouldn't have someone who invests who isn't a fit. So some people are not a fit. Okay, they're not a fit for your program. They're not a fit at the time of their life. And so you shouldn't have people invest. And that's a big thing, guys, especially in this industry, is needing and being desperate because you need the money. Well, what we've got to look at is increasing lead flow so that you've got lots of people that are reaching out to you, which then means that you can pick and choose who you work with. And oftentimes what we will find is that a lot of trainers don't get results. Not because they're not great at what they do, but because there's desperation around sales and you take on people that aren't a fit and then end up working with clients who aren't committed. I'll say that again because it's so, so critical. Okay? When you are desperate, when you're in a desperate need for sales because you're lacking in leads and you've got few leads coming in and you're latching to those people and you have those people invest, but they're not a fit, that's when sometimes you don't end up getting results with people. And I posted yesterday about this, which is never sell or never offer someone to someone who isn't committed. Because even when you do enroll people, people say that they're committed when they're not. Okay? So very, very important. So we've talked about making sure that you know, what's in it for that person. Also, making sure you're active listening, not talking about the program or price too early. And if you're spending more than 20% speaking, you probably need to reduce that. Lack of follow-up, remembering that mentally what you think about when someone wants to be followed up. Just understand that people have got their lives going on and it's really important to follow up with people because most likely they just need a push, okay? Not being mentally ready. So critical. And then also making sure that you're not coaching. So the reason that you don't want to go into coaching mode in a sales conversation is that what can oftentimes happen is you can have the prospect believe that you've solved the problem for them. So when you go into coaching mode, they may feel like, well, I've got my solution now, I know what to do, and then they don't need you. When the truth is they do need you because they need to go, you need to take them through a process. So a lot of people make that mistake of going into coaching mode and then someone feels, well, I got what I needed here and I'm going to go off and do that on my own. It depends on the program and what you're offering, but that's also really important. Lewis is talking about selling to people who can't afford your packages. We have to look at that and go, is that true that people can't afford it, or is it the process? Because what you'll find more often than not is people can, but if you're not able to overcome objections, the truth is that most likely maybe that person will go out and spend the same amount of money on that they could have paid you on something in a week or 2 weeks or a month of the same value because their desire was higher. And it was just a process that you were unable to take them through to be able to get them there. Because you will be surprised what people will do if they really want something. Have a think about yourself, about something where you went into a shop, you went into a store, and you couldn't afford it, but you bought it anyway because the desire was so high. So maybe you put it on a credit card or maybe you borrowed the money. Okay, so when the desire is high and someone really wants something, they will find a way to make it work. And in the case that someone, and it is completely true when someone cannot afford it, and literally they really cannot, then they're not a fit for your program. But what we have to do is we have to start to remove that belief that it's people that they can't afford it, and it's again self-assess and reassess the sales process. And if you've not gone into sales training and you've not had that training, you may go into those habits of thinking that, well, every time I get someone who says, well, I can't afford it, or I need to go and speak to my partner, all of those statements are true, or actually it was that the process needed to change. And that's a lot of the shift that the fitpreneurs have in the very early stages around that, because we take them through a process called the transformational selling process. It's called the TS. It's going to be called the TSS soon, the more advanced version, which is actually going to be in the sales mastery training. Head to fitpreneurs.com/sales question, where you'll get access. Just ask one of your biggest questions that you have around sales, and then you will be able to put your name and telephone number in there to get access to a special 50% discount to the Sales Mastery training specific to the fitness industry, which is going to cover 6 weeks of in-depth training on how to master sales. And plus, as a thank you for putting your biggest sales question in there, I'm going to give you a free training, I think it's about 25 minutes long or so, on how to reduce no-shows. So once you do that, head to fitpreneurs.com/sales question and go in, put your biggest question in. If you want to put your details in to get access to the Sales Mastery training when it's going to start in a few weeks, then definitely do that. I'm going to give you a sneak preview right now into the Sales Mastery training, which is going to cover all of these things, paid in fulls, post-sale, the transformational selling system, the sales slump, calling leads, objections, biggest mistakes, more in depth than we've covered here today, and increasing price points. So the big thing I want you guys to get from this training is, you know, to be paid more, to have people who've got more skin in the game that are going to be working with you. Another key thing, guys, is shifting from having people training once or twice a week to training more often, which is going to get you bigger and better results. Most people fail to realize that the reason why they don't get results with their clients is because it starts at the point of sale. It starts in that conversation, and how you frame things in that conversation, in the words that you speak, the objections that you overcome, and the level of certainty in your positioning in that conversation is critically important to the results that they get in your program. Do not believe for a second that just because you start training them, that's how they start to get results. You have to come back a couple of steps and go all the way through to the conversation that you're having with people. Because if that conversation changes, and this is my experience of working with so many fitpreneurs, which is once that conversation changes and you have a very different conversation, you get paid more, you get more clients who are more committed, and when you're paid in full, you got more revenue to be able to reinvest and grow the business. But then the client becomes a different caliber, and you start to work with more elite clients because the filtering system's better and you are having a very different conversation with someone, okay? Because it's all around expectations as they move forward and of how they're going to show up. How are they going to show up as a client? And we're constantly refining this process within Fitpreneurs. Why? Because we want to improve the results. We want to make sure that the caliber, and that's a really important word, the caliber of people that you're working with is not burning you out. And so a lot of burnout that you guys suffer from, and I don't want to go into the conversation today about leverage, which is freeing up your time in group environment, but a lot of the burnout that you guys have is with clients that drain you, with clients that aren't a fit, but were taken on because you needed money, okay? Very important. Post it into the comments below. Let's open up this discussion. This is Simon Lovell from Fitpreneurs. If you haven't headed and applied for your breakthrough call yet, head to fitpreneurs.com/breakthrough. But if you're interested in the sales training, which is coming up with the live workshop, which is going to start in a couple of weeks, head to fitpreneurs.com/sales question. Put in your biggest sales question, okay? And then put in your name, your number, and your email address, and then you will be redirected to no-show training, which was from my VIP coaching call about a month ago, where I went about 20-25 minutes around how to reduce no-shows. Remembering that what we're doing here is we're making small tweaks to every element of the business. If you want your business to grow, if you want your business to ascend, then you cannot just run your business and then everything be static and stay the same. You should always be tweaking, optimizing, and these little 5-10% increases over the course of a year, 2 years, 3 years, you're changing your whole financial position, your whole freedom. And remembering that when you master sales, you master your freedom. This is Simon Lovell from Fitpreneurs. Post it into the comments. Hello, Carlos. Welcome. James, is pricing for a 30-minute session for two people, considering they are still the same setup of exercises, as an hour of your time? This is where you should be, the investment should be on with the person, their transformation, their individual transformation. I wouldn't be separating it out like that. So that's my suggestion. Also, do not worry about the time, how long the sessions are for. Remember, if you are using the Fitpreneur's philosophy, then it's not about the time that they're investing in, it's about the transformation that they're having. So once you start to go, well, they're getting less time here and it's like two people together and I should cheapen my services, you lose and they lose, okay? So that's not, if you're gonna take my advice and the advice that I've been teaching for the past few years, then I would be looking at what is the transformation that they want, what's the outcome, and then you price based on the outcome, okay, and the package that you're going to sell them to get them to where they need to be. This is Simon Lovell from Fitpreneur. So today we've been talking about the biggest sales mistakes. Okay, and just understand that wherever you are in sales, in your fitness business or your nutrition business or your health coaching business, that we need to always look into mastery, like mastery of personal development, mastery of ourselves, mastery in sales, mastery in leads. And so what we do at Fitpreneurs is we help the trainer and the nutritionist, whoever is coming into our programs, to master themselves first and practice self-care, and then the rest of the strategy around sales, marketing, all flows together. So Fitpreneurs is a business development program. Yes, we help you with strategy, but it's also about working on the trainer in their self-development, because the growth, the exponential growth that you will see in your business comes down to you and has how you master you. And then when you do that, you become a very different caliber, an elite trainer, because true transformation is fitness, nutrition, and mindset together, which creates lasting change. This is Simon Lovell from Fitpreneurs with another episode talking about sales. Again, just as a final message, guys, head to and post, go to the comments in the link, the link in the comments, and go to fitpreneurs.com/salesquestion and input your biggest sales question, and that will make sure that this program, Sales Mastery, which I've already built in my head and mind mapped, and you've seen that briefly, will be the most badass, comprehensive, and transformational sales training ever offered in the industry. I will see you guys very soon. Take it easy.
Guys, thanks for the killer episode. Listen, if you want to take your fitness business to the next level, terminate your competition, create ultimate freedom, buy new houses, cars, which could blow up, travel the world, or open your own gym where you can lift really heavy weights, then head to www.thefitpreneurs.com/freecall for details on how to apply for your free accelerator call. Until the next episode, hasta la vista, Fit Pros.